This is St. Louis Public Radio. St. Louis County government doesn't usually have notable elections in odd-numbered years, but with two resignations on the county council, voters will have a chance on August 6th to shape the legislative body that's proven vital for a county executive's success. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum takes a closer look at the scramble and the stakes to make the council whole again.
The two vacancies on the council are directly linked to the downfall of former St. Louis County Executive Steve Stenger. The second district became open after the council selected Sam Page to replace Stenger, and Page eventually brought First District Councilwoman Hazel Irby into his administration to direct the county's diversity efforts. The people that fill those two seats could be critical for Page's stated goal of forging a more collaborative rapport with the county council. After all, Stenger had a terrible relationship with the seven-person body, something Page wants to avoid.
I think we have a really uniquely qualified council that is used to working together in a bipartisan way, and even when they disagree, I expect they will be professional and will be able to move on to the next issue.
Page and Irby's departures handed Republicans control of the county council for the first time since 2006. It's a notable accomplishment for a county GOP that's lost a lot of political ground in recent years. But Republican Councilman Mark Harder adds that his party's 3-2 advantage on the council doesn't exactly mean the GOP can run roughshod over Democrats.
Whether it's Democrats or the Republicans, need 4 votes to pass anything from a grant to a parking meter to whatever. There has to be cooperation. It's a forced cooperation when you got such a small number of people on the council.
If I could have everybody's attention, please.
The Democratic push back to power began in earnest Saturday at the Sports Cafe in Bridgeton. While North County residents watched a replay of the St. Louis Blues game, members of the St. Louis County Democratic Central Committee were picking a nominee to succeed Page. Unlike primaries where voters choose a Democratic or Republican nominee, committee people like Mary Elizabeth Dorsey decide who will represent the Democratic Party on a special election ballot. And Dorsey observed that prospective candidates became very eager to talk to her.
I'll just go with a lot. Emails, telephone calls, text messages, a lot.
After a couple hours of speech making and vote counting, Democratic committee people selected Kelly Dunaway to be the second district nominee over 4 other candidates. The Chesterfield Democrat says she's hoping to generate a lot of excitement to make sure the 2nd District stays in Democratic hands.
And so I want to make sure that people that are supporters of me and supporters of Democrats more broadly are going to show up and help us get the vote out and hopefully contribute money, because I think we're going to need to raise a lot of money to make sure that we can reach out to the voters who aren't expecting there to be an August election.
Getting the word out could be critical for Dunaway. The 2nd District is heavily Democratic, but Creve Coeur Mayor Barry Glantz is planning to run as an independent, and the Republican nominee, St. Ann Alderwoman Amy Pelker, ran a strong campaign against Page in 2016, even though she had less money and name recognition than him. Hazelwood Mayor Matt Robinson also says Democrats need to work hard because of what will likely be less than optimal turnout.
Certainly it's an off year. You don't have the state elections or federal elections that we normally do every 2 years. So this is going to be a very low voter turnout.
In many respects, whether Republicans or Democrats control the county council may not be that important. That's because divisions on the council often revolve around support or opposition to the county executive, which often doesn't fall along partisan lines. But Dorsey, the chair of the St. Louis County Democratic Central Committee, says getting her party elected to local governmental posts has long-term relevance.
We have to build our bench, okay? And so state rep seats, county council seats, and I'll be honest with you, municipal seats are all important because those are the people that are known in their community that then move up to those other seats, whether it's a county council, a state rep, and on from there.
The next step for Democrats will take place before the end of the month, when committee people will gather to select their party's nominee for the first district. Since that seat is even more Democratic than the second district, there's a good chance the person picked at that meeting will serve on the county council. Republicans selected Sarah Davoli to run for that seat. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.